Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Right. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory with great warranties, so important. Fabulous pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. And a great service department with terrific technicians that take care of the life of the vehicle. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Play-by-play call of the day, a good night for Aaron Judge.
There is the payoff. Swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Judge going back on the track at the wall, and he leaps, and he made the catch. He made the catch. He robbed Ohtani of a home run. It would have been the second game in a row that Ohtani hit a home run as the second batter in the game. You know, all this fuss and feathers about Judge, can he play center? He can play center with anyone.
He just went a foot over the wall and got that back, held it up, big smile on his face, and actually Ohtani had a little grin on his face as he walked to the dugout. That's a foot over that wall.
Boy, that's fabulous.
Holy moly.
Ready to deal. There he goes. Pitch swung on. Hit in the air to deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a Judgian blast to deep left field, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead. He rounds third. Everyone rise. Here comes the Judge.
Arise!
He'll be on the IL in a month.
No, senor!
It's where they all go. So were you watching the game last night?
I was not, because it was on good old Prime Video, and even though I have Prime Video, I can't watch it because it's only for the New York market. So, thank you, Amazon.
Well, they got to get their money from someplace. So,
25 times a season, I now have to deal with this.
Okay. You know what's really good about that is your family doesn't have to deal with it. Oh, actually, they do. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. All right. Now, his teammate, of course, is Giancarlo Stanton. And Giancarlo Stanton, I have a lot of respect for what he said yesterday. It may have been today. Stan was placed on the 10-day IL on Sunday. And they think he's going to be out 6 weeks when it's all said and done. And he said, look, this is unacceptable. It happens too much. The team relies on me. I can't have this continue to happen, and it puts us in a really tough spot we weren't prepared for. There are guys to fill the roles that'll do just fine, but at the same time, it's my duty and responsibility to be out there. And to be honest with you, that kind of honesty about where you are, I have a lot of respect for. He didn't just sit there and blow it off and like, oh, I got to get this right and the whole thing. No. I mean, Stan said, he said the disbelief and disappointment of the timing of this is hard to put into words and comprehend. It's just very frustrating. He's had so many things. I mean, he has only played in 59% of the games with the Yankees in four seasons. So he's missed 41% of their games, 223 out of 546. And he's 33, so in other words, it's not getting easier. His last season where he played a full season was 2018. He has been sidelined with a strained right biceps and strained PCL in his right knee in 2019, strained left hamstring in 2020, strained left quadriceps in 2021, right ankle inflammation and left Achilles tendonitis in 2022. Now, what's this one? What is this one?
No, this is a hamstring.
It's a hamstring. 6 weeks. I will say this. His honesty, he said, look, I can't control it, but at the same time, it shouldn't be happening. It's not like, hey, it'll be okay later. I'll prepare my whole life. You know, this is everything I put in for, so it's very disappointing and frustrating. You want to keep a positive outlook, which I have, but at the same time, it's just so unbelievable. I give him a lot of credit for being honest about it.
It was nice to hear, absolutely.
It's words, but like too often we hear words like, well, hey, you know, I can't help it, you know, blah, 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 blah. But here's an athlete who's sitting here saying, look, this is unacceptable. It tells me this is a guy that, you know, has sat a lot and doesn't want to keep sitting. I mean, he's missed 41, and that number is going to go up. He's missed 41% of the games since he's been with the team. And, oh, and by the way, his contract runs through 2027. Oh, and by the way, they have to pay him $29 million a year. But that's one of the few times I've heard an athlete express himself that way about the number of injuries he has. Because obviously, if you're a Yankee fan, you're sitting there like looking around like, what the heck? Really? Again? And I'm sure that's how you feel about it.
Exactly.
You can't help it. You're either, you know, like I said, you're either hurt or injured. And there's a reason you're put on the IL is because you can't play. Believe me, it is not. Look, I've mentioned it a couple times. There are two different kinds of athletes. One, and that drive the trainers nuts. One. I feel a twinge. What? You get it checked out. And, of course, you have what is termed extremely unimpressive x-rays. It still doesn't feel right. That drives trainers and doctors nuts. You're like, I don't get it. I don't see it. But then there's the other one. Hey, you all right? I'm fine. You okay? No, I'm fine. And you know that there's something not quite right. I'm fine. I'll push through it. Fine. And believe it or not, that drives them nuts too. Because they know there's something not quite right. And I'm not going to go to X-rays. I'm good. So there's two types of athletes. Again, I give them credit for at least being honest about it. I mean, they'll have to work around it. I'm sure this means probably, more playing time for maybe Aaron Hicks? I would guess.
It's a combination of that, as Waldo Cabrera just got called back up from Scranton Wilkes-Barre. He's in the lineup today. It's moved Volpe to the leadoff spot, which I've wanted since the beginning, and it's moved DJ LeMahieu to the five-hole, at least for the first couple of games they've done this. And then Rizzo goes to the third spot.
Well, Bryce Harper's a lot like this. Bryce Harper, you know, will miss some time, but there isn't a single person on the planet that looks at Bryce Harper and doesn't see or sense the total commitment to being out there. Right.
I mean, look at his rehab right now. He's already taken batting practice, and he's already been trying to slide with barely enough medical clearance.
I mean, Bryce Harper is. I've just always felt that when you bought your ticket to see the game, whether he's 0-for-4 or 4-for-4, you felt like Bryce Harper was giving you everything he had. I mean, you may be giving everything you had, it just doesn't work out that day, but you gave it everything you had. He'll run and make a play in the field. If he gets on base, he'll be the guy that is just busting his backside to go first to third, something. Or he'll swing the bat, and you know it's going to be, it is not a tentative swing. Bryce Harper is the kind of guy that, I realize we're talking about all these numbers in a relative sense, but Bryce Harper gives you the sense he gives you everything that he has. Shohei Ohtani gives you the sense that he gives you everything he has. Aaron Judge, Mookie Betts, they give you the sense that they give you everything they have. You don't feel like you're being cheated as a fan when you go to the game to see any of those guys, and there are a number of others that fall into that category, but they're the most noticeable. You feel like every single time you're getting whatever happens to be their best on that day. For a guy like Stanton, I totally get the frustration. Because he wants to be out there. Well, I admire the fact that he wants to be out there, and I admire the fact that he feels that, you know, that he's upset about it. And at least he said it. Instead of trying to bypass it or whatever, I mean, I'm glad he's frustrated by it. At least that's a message to the fans. If, you know, everybody's wondering, you know, every time I turn around, he's out, what's his commitment? Well, you know what? At least he said something to the effect of like, hey, look, nobody's more frustrated than me. This stinks. I should be out there. Now, a hamstring, just. And then you listen to Aaron Boone, he'll tell you, like, for example, a hamstring, well, is he stretching right or whatever? Hey. And Aaron Boone will tell you, nah, he's doing all the stuff he's supposed to be doing. It's just, for some guys, it just happens. Drives you nuts, but it just happens. And that's the part that stinks. We just sit there and go, and when it does happen, you're like, oh, really? Really? Yankees are already threatening the bottom of the first. All right. Beautiful. What do you think, huh?
Yeah, looking good.
Hell yeah. Good.
Corners and nobody out?
Yeah, you got 8 more innings to go. That's great.
Got to cash in. That's the thing that the Yankees haven't done consistently lately either, is hitting with runners in scoring position.
I think they should bunt. What do you think?
No.
The Yankees have scored, by the way.
Yes, Rizzo, they have. Yeah, Rizzo just RBI single. Yeah.
Yeah, he's knocked in a run.
Yeah.
So it's 1-0. Yeah, there you go. They got Sandoval. Sandoval's a pretty good pitcher. So they're off to a good start. Yeah. And tonight, your guy, Draymond Green, and he is your guy. I mean, you're, all this like massive negativity is just kind of a cover-up on your part.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Will not be playing.
I hope Sacramento wins by 40.
By the way, afternoon game, Red Sox at Fenway did beat the Twins 11-5, take 2 out of 3. I have no idea who that's from. Yeah, they take 2 out of 3 in the series. So they're back to 500 with 10-10. Yay. Hurrah. How about that? And the Yankee game is going on right now. They got a chance to do more damage. LeMay, who's at the play? Torres. Gleyber Torres out. God. Such a disappointment to you, isn't he? What did Torres do? Lined out the third. Loud out. Oh, for goodness sakes. The answer is no. Get away.
It's not me. I can tell you that.
No, it's someplace. It's from... I always love when they come up and just gives you the where they're calling from. It says Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm like, oh, I don't know anything. Erie? I spoke once in Erie, but no. Well, your guy Draymond Green is out of tonight's game. Out. Won't play. And you are highly disappointed.
Sacramento's got to keep the hammer down.
Yeah, I give... Look, I mentioned the other day about them. You know what I like? Let's take De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox is now in his sixth year. High draft pick. 25 points a game. He's been 25 a game or better two of the last three seasons. No, he never left. He's in his sixth season. And he did not sign a 6-year rookie contract. He stayed. When a lot of people thought that there was no chance in heck that people want to stay in Sacramento, he has. Sabonis, by the way, is considered questionable for tonight. Bruce Sternum. The Warriors, by the way, without Draymond, are 6.5-point favorites. There you go. How about that? And then you get a headline here. Why, I'm not going to name the guy, expects the Kings to cover the spread in game three. It's like, is that where we are at this point? Is that where we are? I may be way too old-fashioned. I do understand the gambling world. I got it. I do understand.
That's why, because of the gambling world.
Okay, I understand that. But... like, to me, it's always just about who wins the game. I don't care by how much. I mean, maybe it's because I'm the one that has to get on the bus when the game's over. And life is really good when it's the winning bus. Nobody is sitting there saying, hey, great news, we beat the spread. You hear that, it's time to quit. Clippers and Suns, Kawhi Leonard will not play tonight. So he is out. And I don't know why he's out. To be honest with you, I don't know why he's out. Ding, 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 ding. Kawhi is out of game 3, right knee sprain. Aggravated in game 1. Played through it in game 2. Expected to be day to day. The injury is not related to his previous ACL injury. Well, I'll tell you right now, he's played great in this series, but he's not playing tonight. Yeah, let's see. Sixers and the Nets. Sixers. Jalen McDaniels, doubtful. Brooklyn. No injured players, but have traded Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. That's not good.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
They don't even list Ben Simmons anymore. You notice that? They don't even list him.
Why should they?
I'm just saying they don't list him anymore. You don't have to get belligerent about it.
He's just sitting on his rear end pretending to rehab, apparently.
Is he a neighbor of yours, or?
I would never know. He's at the club half the time.
I'm going to give the fans one that I didn't realize he was still in the league, and he's playing well, but I was like, he's still playing? I was watching the Kings and Warriors game the other night. Harrison Barnes. Like, wow, he's still playing.
That is a good one.
I didn't know. Not only that, he played well.
This is the only time, if you're going to hear him, this is the time you hear him, because he's always like that key 6th, 7th, 8th man off the bench for a playoff or a championship contender.
He's been, I mean, yeah, when he was with the Warriors.
That's what he was.
Key guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, key guy. I'm watching the game the other night. I see Fox and I see Murray and, I see Funk. I mean, I'm watching it like, going, okay. Right? Or Monk, Malik Monk. I'm like, hey, okay, it's not like I don't know who the players on the Kings are. And suddenly out of nowhere, I'm like, Barnes. I'm like going, that can't be Harrison Barnes, is it? So I keep watching the game. I say, God, is that Harrison Barnes? And finally got Harrison Barnes. I go, oh, my God, he's still active. I wonder how much money he's made. Holy mackerel, he's been... I got to give him a lot of credit. Well, your Yankees, they're up 2-0, and they still got the bases loaded. They are teeing off here, right? Big bases loaded walk.
It'd be nice if they were teeing off, because then that was followed by a three pitch strikeout looking by Oswaldo Cabrera.
Yeah, but you told me last year he was the second coming.
Yeah, that was short-lived.
But you told me he was, like, the guy. And Volpe, at least, is... Now, give Volpe credit. Volpe is now above the Mendoza line.
And at least he's a heck of a base runner, too, and can at least get on base and is smart at the plate. Which is part of the reason why I like him in the leadoff spot.
You know, one of these days, I'm going to get some of the players on and have them evaluate your performance.
Bring it.
Not so sure you want that.
And that was 4-0 Trevino, 5-0 Trevino with the bases clearing double.
Yeah, there you go. See, they're off and rolling today.
Yep.
Against a good pitcher, by the way. Sandoval's a good
pitcher. I know, this is surprising me.
Well, but yeah, it's the first inning. The key is you got to get the good pitchers. They get out of the bullpen. Got to talk about the Las Vegas thing coming up next half hour. This is important for not just Las Vegas or Oakland. This is also important for Nashville, Portland, and Salt Lake City, and I'll explain why.
This has been one strange case.
I think this one just takes time. And there's a lot that goes into it here. But look, that situation in Oakland has been a bad one. The situation in Tampa has been not as physically bad, but still not great. And I'll talk about what the A's on the path now, it's not official, but on the pathway to going to Las Vegas means now for maybe expansion.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory-trained techs take care of of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 630 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 630 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Fabulous service department that keeps you up to date with everything and keeps that vehicle on the road for the life of the vehicle. Great technicians, real pros. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. So the A's, the Oakland A's, have now made a purchase of land, or in the process of purchasing land, in Las Vegas. For those of you who have been to Las Vegas, the best way to describe it is when you come out of McCarran, out of the airport, you look to the right and it's UNLV, and then to the left when you come out of it, there's MGM, New York, New York, right? So it goes MGM, the Strip, New York, New York, and then in back of New York, New York is T-Mobile Arena where the Golden Knights play. Then just like down and across Interstate 15 and back a little bit is where the Raiders play. It's on that side of the highway. Okay, it's going to be on the opposite side of Interstate 15 from where T-Mobile Arena is. More on the side where the Orleans is. And they have evidently purchased the land there with the idea, of course, that they would like to build a ballpark there, and the ballpark would be 35,000 seats. So they've agreed to buy the land. It's a 49-acre site. It's owned by Red Rock Resorts, which is the parent company of Station Casinos. They want to build a $1.5 billion, 35,000-seat stadium with a partially retractable roof. And then other things would be added in, such as restaurants and amphitheaters, so forth. The A's will work with Nevada and Clark County on a public-private partnership to fund the stadium, and they hope to be in the park in 4 years, by 2027. They've been in Oakland since they moved from Kansas City in 1968. Now, look, they've tried to build in Fremont, couldn't do it. They tried to build in San Jose. The Giants wouldn't let them do it. They then tried to put something together for the Oakland waterfront, now the Las Vegas thing. The Coliseum, by the way, the lease there runs out after next season in 2024. Now, what they want to do in 25 and 26 before this is built, I don't know. But this site is about a mile north from where Allegiant Stadium is, as I mentioned, where the Raiders play. And it's on the opposite side of the highway from T-Mobile Arena. So now what does this mean for expansion? All right. Rob, let's go back to the pandemic for a moment. During the pandemic, as they were coming out, I mentioned this during the pandemic and then coming out of it. So what is the best way to quick cash for major sports leagues? And that is expansion. That's the easiest way to get quick cash. The NHL already was on that path anyway because they added Vegas. And I want to say the Vegas number was about $500 million as an expansion fee. And then Seattle, and Seattle was like $700 to $800 million as an expansion fee. All right. And that's the NHL. So it's going to be a lower number. Excuse me, that the NHL expansion number is going to be a lower number. I was right. Vegas, $500 million. Seattle, $750 million. Okay. So that's what they have to pay to get in. But that's the NHL. If you are a Major League Baseball team, the expansion fee is going to be $1.5 to $2 billion. In the NBA, it's going to be probably $2 to $2.5 billion. So let's start with Major League Baseball. The news that the A's have made this move to Las Vegas then takes Las Vegas off the board, which then means that that is a problem that Rob Manfred specifically said needed to be off the board for them to move forward with expansion. The other problem that needs to be off the board, as he stated, is Tampa Bay. You have three primary cities that have openly said they want a Major League Baseball expansion franchise. And the three are Portland, where it's the Portland Diamond Project. Okay. Nashville, which is considered to be the leader. And Salt Lake City, which we talked about last week. So the question is going to be, does Major League Baseball want to move the Rays? And if they move the Rays, where? And then what does it mean? Like, okay, I want to go to 32. I've already got two other candidates. Seattle wants Portland in. And you're like, well, geez, you know, territorially, are you sure about that? No, they do, because the travel is just really tough. And that would be one where they could build a rivalry, they could, you know, and it's, and they're not going to get crushed on the travel part of it, because Seattle travels more than any team in professional sports. That's why when the Vancouver Canucks, they were all for the Seattle Kraken coming in. It gave them one short trip they could work with. And the Portland Diamond Project, they want to put the ballpark in the Willamette River and go from there. Okay? And they've had this project in place now for 5 years. Same story. I just talked about Las Vegas. 35,000 seat, partial retractable roof. The Portland Diamond Project would be 34,000 seats, retractable roof. Okay? And that's what they want to do. And they think they've got a shot at doing it. And that's one. Next are the Nashville Stars. The Nashville Stars are extremely organized. to the point where Dave Dombrowski, who is now the general manager of the Phillies, was actually a part of the Nashville expansion effort in between jobs between the Red Sox and then the Phillies. He was with Nashville. And they feel like they've got a great shot at this. In fact, they appear to be the number one seed. And if they do get in, they'd be called the Nashville Stars. I mean, they need financing for a stadium. Everybody does. And every time Rob Manfred talks about Nashville, it's always in positive terms. The problem is the timeline. Nobody knows what the timeline is. But again, with the Oakland situation being settled, it appears to be settled, with this idea of going to Las Vegas and starting to play there in the new ballpark in 2027. Doesn't mean they're not playing in Las Vegas earlier, because they do have a minor league park there. I mean, I don't know if that's viable enough to do, but I don't know. But Nashville has been extremely organized. And then there's Salt Lake City, the one that tossed its hat into the ring last week. Salt Lake City as a market is actually larger than four existing markets in Major League Baseball. So as a market, it's fine. It's not like they don't already have a Major League team. Just like Portland already has a Major League team and the Trailblazers, Nashville already has the Predators and, of course, the Tennessee Titans. And Salt Lake City has the Utah Jazz. The question is now, do the Rays get a new ballpark and now you pick from two of the three? Or do the Rays move and you've already got two other viable alternatives to get you to 32 teams and the quick cash needed to do this? It's the quick cash part that is the key. Because everybody, of course, coming out of the pandemic has suffered. Matt made great investments, so it's no big deal to him. He bought Intel at 3. No, you didn't do that?
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells founder!
But I think that that is, when you look at it, that's how the dominoes might fall. Because Major League Baseball does need somehow, I think, to get to 32 with the quick cash available to do it, which would help out the other 30 franchises. They needed the A's to be solved, and now appears to be solved. And they need to get Tampa Bay one way or another solved. And then they'll move forward with the NBA. Look, Seattle appears to be a prime spot for obvious reasons. And as we pointed out before, Vegas is a prime spot for the NBA. It's interesting how the NHL beat them into both markets. Normally it's the NBA that is the forward-thinking group. The NHL beat them into both markets. And they're doing well in both markets. And not only that, both the teams are in the playoffs, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. When you have sewage problems and a possum running through the broadcast booth, you do have a problem, and those are all indications that it's time to move. A message from this station, the Ad Council, and the Shigalimi Press Box. What?
SUIT, that spells suit-ah!
Come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WQ. I mean, the A's do have an agreement with the minor league team that they can use their ballpark in Vegas in 25-26. Right? I guess they already have that in place, to their credit. But, I mean, originally the A's were in Philadelphia, and then they moved to Kansas City. You know why they moved? From Philadelphia to Kansas City? You ever hear this story?
I feel like I have heard it once before as to why, but it's not coming to me at the moment.
They decided that they want to get more people to the ballpark, so they decided to do a promotion. And they decided to do something called Dollar Dog Day. And then the fans started throwing the hot dogs at each other and said, "We got to get out of here."
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I don't think that's the story I was thinking of.
It's the one I have. How dare you doubt me? And you notice that I took into account that I didn't play a lot of night games. I called it Dollar Dog Day.
That's right, yes.
Oakland's tough. I mean, you think about it. They've lost the Raiders to Vegas. They lost the Warriors back to San Francisco. And now they're going to lose the A's. Now Oakland's not going to have a single major league team.
They did it to themselves.
Yeah, in a lot of ways they did. And the ballpark, I don't know if you... Have you ever been to Oakland?
No. I have not had the pleasure.
It is... It's not in the... The stadium and the arena are in, I'd say, an okay area. Okay? And that's... I think that's the best I can say. And that... Look, they get a brand new park, fresh start.